Welcome, everybody, to Putnam County High School. It's the Putnam County Lady Midgets and playing host to the Pattonsburg Panthers. And tonight's game is being brought to you by these Putnam County boosters, the Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County Airline School, Putnam County State Bank, in Unionville, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, by the Unionville Republican, and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, north of Memphis. And let's take a look at the starting lineups. First four, the Lady Panthers from Pattonsburg. In center field, leading off, Caitlin Jones at shortstop. Batting second, Wendy Bailey. The pitcher, that's third, Jaden Gannon. In right field, the cleanup hitter, Kiara DeJong. The catcher bats fifth, Kaylee Pencall. Playing second base, batting sixth, Quincy Crone. At first base, batting seventh, Jillian Flymill. At third base, batting eighth, Jenna Heath. And the designated player, batting ninth, Mackenzie Turner. So it'll be Caitlin Jones, Weatherby Bailey, Jalen Gannon, Kiara DeJong, Kaylee Pencall, Quincy Crone, Jillian Flymill, Jenna Heath, and Mackenzie Turner. The Lady Panthers are 11-4 and coached by Bill Potterall. For the Putnam County Ladies, they come in with a record of 13-10. They're leading off and catching Samantha Daniels. That is second pitching, Claire Tipton. At third base, batting third, Carly Ingersoll. At shortstop, the cleanup hitter, Jenna Knowles. In center field, batting fifth, Grace Snelly. In right field, batting sixth, Elise Perkins. Batting seventh, playing second base, Cora Bain. Batting eighth, and the designated player, Haley Graham. And at first base, batting ninth, Avery Yolworth. It'll be Sam Daniels, Claire Tipton, Carly Ingersoll, Jenna Knowles, Grace Snelly, Elise Perkins, Cora Bain, Haley Graham, and Avery Gilworth. Again, the Lady Midgets, 13-10, and coached by Mike Smedley. So again, we're going to check just, okay, it's Jaden, and I forgot the name. So Jaden Gannon will be the pitcher for the Lady Panthers. The players are being introduced. We already had the national anthem, and we're set to play softball at the new softball field in the old softball field. They had the ribbon cutting tonight. Officially, they're ready to go. Brand new scoreboard. Just like Scotland County and just like Knox County. So a score by innings. Goes up to the eighth inning. We'll show the number of the batter. Ball strikes and outs, of course. And hits and errors. So, okay, who's going to be the official scorer is what I want to know.
Official scorer?
It's an errors you got up there, on the scoreboard.
I'm going to run it.
I'll be the official scorer. How's that? So, they just came in today. So, we're going to learn on the fly how to run this scoreboard. So there's the throw to second. We're set to play softball from Putnam County High School. Glad to have you with us on this Thursday afternoon. Nice fall afternoon. Temperature, there's a slight breeze. It looks like blowing straight out. And I'd say the temperature is probably in the mid-70s. And a huge crowd on hand. So Caitlin Jones, the center fielder, will lead things off, left-handed hitter. And we'll go over the lineups in a second as Tipton's first pitch swung on a base hit in the left field. The second baseman, Cora Bain, was playing in looking for the bunt. And Caitlin Jones picked on the first pitch, hit it by Cora Bain. And she's on at first base. That'll bring up Weatherby Bailey, the shortstop. So in left field for Putnam County, Joe McLean, Grace Nelly in center, and Elise Perkins in right field as Tipton's first pitch, strike, call at the knees. 0-1 the count on Weatherby Bailey. On deck, Jaden Gannon. At third base, Carly Ingersoll, Jenna Knowles at short, Cora Bain at second, Avery Gilworth at first, behind the plate, Samantha Daniels, and Claire Tipton is in the circle. Runner at first, nobody out. Just the start of this one as Tipton winds, fires a bunt, and bunted foul as Daniels picked it up. ready to throw to first, and they called it a foul. It was just laid in batter's box. So it's 0-2 on Weatherby Bailey. So Bailey, a right-handed hitting shortstop, stands in as Claire Tipton looks in. The wind and the pitch is in the dirt. There goes the runner to second, and Samantha Daniels, I don't know whether she want to fake a throw down there or whatever, the ball slipped out of her hands, and Jones goes into second again with nobody out. Top of the first, just the start of this one. So Bailey stands back in, a count of 1-2. Pitch on the way, it's inside, evens the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes on Weatherby Bailey. Bailey steps out, now steps back in. Claire Tipton winds and fires, swung on, a tap foul down the third baseline as Ingersoll will go pick it up, gets it back to Claire Tipton. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes on Weatherby Bailey. As Bailey stands back in, Claire Tipton looks in. The wind and the pitch swung on, foul back and out of play. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes on Bailey. Bailey hanging tough. She just got a piece of a changeup while ago. So 2 balls and 2 strikes as Bailey stands deep in the box. Tipton looks in. Wind the pitch. Swung on. Line drive to Corbain. They throw to second. She's out. They double off Jones at second base. Weatherby Bailey lined out to Corbain at second. That would have been the second out. So that's a fly out to 4. And then they doubled off Kaylin Jones off second base. So that brings in Jaden Gannon, and she takes the first pitch from Claire Tipton for a call strike. Right-handed hitter stands in. Tipton looks in. Wide the pitch. It's low. Evens the count of ball and a strike to Jaden Gannon. Nobody on. 2 out top of the 1st for Pattonsburg. The pitch on the way. Swung on ground ball to Ingersoll. She's up. Fires the strike to first. And Gannon grounds out 5-3 for the 3rd out. And for Pattonsburg in the top of the 1st, they score no runs on 1 hit. No errors, and nobody left on base. We played 1 half from Unionville, and after 1 half, it's Pattonsburg and nothing, Putnam County coming to bat. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on CAM-M by these Putnam County Boosters, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, the Unionville Republican, and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, north of Memphis. Take a look at the defense for Pattonsburg. In left field, Kelsey Crabtree. Caitlin Jones in center. Kiara DeJong in right field. At third base, Jenna Heath. Weatherby Bailey at shortstop. Quincy Crone at second base. Jillian Plymel at first base. Behind the plate, Kaylee Pancall. And Jaden Gannon will be in the circle. As we go to the bottom of the 1st, it'll be 1-2-3 for Putnam County. Samantha Jones, Claire Tipton, and Carly Ingersoll. And if anybody gets on, Jenna Knowles. This is what they call a crossover game. There's 2 divisions in the Grand River Conference because this is a lot of teams in this conference. They have 2 divisions, and they hardly ever play each other until late in the season. They have everybody crosses over into the other divisions to play 1 game. So this is Putnam County's crossover game as they are playing the Pattonsburg Lady Panthers. So Samantha Daniels will stand in. First pitch from Gannon is outside, ball 1. So 1-0 the count to Sam Daniel. As Gannon, right-handed pitcher, looks in. Pitch on the way. Try, call a changeup. And it's 1-1 on Samantha Daniels. Claire Tipton on deck and Carly Ingersoll in the hole. So the 1-1 pitch from Gannon on the way. Swung on a base hit. It should be a double. One hops the fence in center field. Here comes the throw of Samantha Daniels into second with a leadoff double. So Daniels on at second base, and that'll bring into pitcher Claire Tipton. As Tipton stands up in the box, Gannon looks in. The wind to pitch, and there's another fly to center field over her head. Hits the base of the wall. Here comes Smith. Daniels in to score. Claire Tipton just trades places with Sam Daniels at second base. So back-to-back doubles by Putnam County. And it's 1-0. Lady Midges to the lead. And Carly Ingersoll will stand in. As Gannon looks in, pitch on the way. Strike call at the belt. And it's 0-1 to Carly Ingersoll. As Gannon. Well, Ingersoll steps in the box. Now she's ready. She bunts to third base. Third baseman up with it. And throws it by the first baseman. And Tipton will come in to score. As that's going to be an E5. E5 as Carly Ingersoll tried to sacrifice. She's on its second, so we're going to call it. Well, she got second on the air, so I don't know. It shouldn't have been hit anyway. And they won't be. There's another bunt. First baseman gets it. She was charging hard as Jenna Knowles bunts, and she's out three unassisted for the first out. And that gets Claire Tipton came in to score, and that gets Carly Ingersoll to third base with one out, brings in Grace Snelly. Snelly, a right-handed hitter, Gallon's pitch on the way, gets away, or hits her. So Grace Snelly was hit by a pitch. She goes to first base. That'll bring up Elise Perkins. And Perkins, a right-handed hitter. So 2-0. Putnam County, the lead, looking for more. First pitch to Perkins. As they throw to the shortstop. Now they got to try to get the runner a run down. They do. And the runner is third. Thought about coming home. The first baseman through the third. And Ingersoll gets back in time. And on the play, Grace Nelly ends up at second base. So Elise Perkins has a count of 0-1, and there's another base hit up the middle. That's going to get two in. Ingersoll scores as Snelly comes around to score, and Elise Perkins, a base hit up the middle. And it's 4-0, Putnam County with a lead in the bottom of the first inning. And coming to bat, Cora Bain, the second baseman. Cora Bain, long look down to Mike Smedley at third base. So Bain, right-handed hitting second baseman, stands in. As Gannon winds and pitches high, throw to first, and back in time, Elise Perkins head first into first base. As Putnam County, ladies are wearing white jerseys and black pants and blue socks. 1-0 the count as Gannon's pitch on the way, swung on, foul straight back. Seems to count a ball and a strike to Cora Bain. Haley Graham on deck. As Cora Bain, the seventh Lady Midget to come to the plate here in the bottom of the first. As they're trying to figure out the scoreboard, it's 1-1 count. Next pitch is bunted, stays in play, and there will be no play. As Gannon came over and picked it up, it just hit and stuck. So Cora Bain picks up a base hit. Going to second, Elise Perkins and Cora Bain on at first base. And Haley Graham, the designated player, will stand in. So Graham, right-handed hitter. As Gannon, first pitch, he's high outside. Well, they called it a strike. It's now the catcher, DeJong, ran the batter back to second base, that would be Elise Perkins. These Putnam County ladies take a huge secondary lead. Next pitch is the ball inside. I think the count's 1-1. I have to wait for the umpire. Okay, it's 2-0. So 2-0 the count on Haley Graham. As Gamlin's pitch on the way, high ball 3. So 3-0 the count to Haley Graham. Avery Gilworth stands on deck. Still only one out. As Gamlin, 3-0 pitch on the way. It's high ball 4. And Haley Graham draws the base on balls. She goes to first. Cora Bain goes to second. And Elise Perkins goes to third. Yep. 4 runs and 1, 2, 3, 4 base hits. As Gannon looks in, gets your side. The wind, the pitch. Try, call, over the outside corner. Nice pitch by Jaden Gannon. 0-1 the count, Avery Gilworth. As Gannon is set, the wind, the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike 2. So 0-2 the count on Avery Gilworth, the first baseman. As the sun ducks under behind the cloud, it's very pleasant. Next pitch, inside, ball 1. So 1-2 the count on Avery Gilworth. She is number 5. Pitch on the way, swung on and fouled off the third base dugout. That's the Putnam County side. That didn't take you guys long to figure that out.
I ain't got to figure it out. Finally got on the right side.
So we're trying to figure out a brand new scoreboard. That's the 1-3-1 pitch. I guess it's 1-2, swung on and missed by Avery Gilworth. She goes down on strikes to the second out. Back to the top of the order we go, and Samantha Daniels, she's number 12. So Daniels doubled and scored her first time up as Gannon winds, fires, swung on, another base hit. This may get two home, one run in. Here comes the second run. They throw the pitcher. And she's out at second, but the second run will score as Samantha Daniel base hit. And she was caught stealing for the third out. And it goes this way, but Elise Perkins scored. Also, Cora Bain came in to score. And Haley Graham was stranded at third. So in the bottom of the first, Putnam County scores 6 runs on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 base hits. One error, and they had one left on base.
6-5-1?
Yeah, 6-5-1, yeah. And we played one full inning from Unionville after one. It's Putnam County 6 and Pattonsburg nothing. And tonight's game is being brought to you on KMM. Well, I'll tell you what, Dave, I'm not going to do this because Claire Tipton's not going to take that many pitches, and we'll just keep it right here as we go to the top of the second inning. And for Pattonsburg, it'll be 4, 5, and 6. Gary Zhang, Kaylee Pancall, and Quincy Crone. And if anybody gets on, Jillian Flymill. Kiara DeJong will lead things off.
Got it.
Claire Tipton stands on first pitch on the way, a ball inside, and it's 1-0 to Kiara DeJong. Tipton stands on, looks in to Daniels, gets her side, pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Rise ball, a fastball, and DeJong missed it by a lot. Evens the count, a ball and a strike as Tipton winds and fires. Strike 2 call at the knees. Super pitch by Claire Tipton. So it's a ball and two strike is tipped and looks in. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed strike three. So Kiara DeJong goes down on strikes for the first out. That'll bring up Kaylee Pancall, the catcher. Where's number 23 on her back? Tipton's first pitch. Swung on and popped back off the screen. Yeah, it's 0-1 on Pancall. On deck, Quincy Crone. Top of the second, 6-0. Putnam County with the lead. As Claire Tipton winds, fires, swung on and missed strike two. So 0-2 the count. So 0-2 the count on Kaylee Pancall. Tipton winds, fires, swung on and missed strike three. So Pancall strikes out for the second out. And Quincy Crone, the second baseman, will stand in, right-handed hitter. Stands deep in the box as Tipton's pitch, first pitch, swung on and missed strike one. The 0-1 the count to Quincy Crone. On deck, Jillian Plymell. The pitch from Tipton, swung on and missed strike two. As right now, Claire Tipton just pounding the strike zone. Nobody on, two out for Pattonsburg. Pitch from Tipton on the way. Swung on and missed as Claire Tipton strikes out the side for the third out for Pattonsburg in the top of the second. 1-2-3, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base as Pattonsburg has one base hit.
You're trying to find it?
Okay. And we played 1.5 from Unionville after 1.5. It's Putnam County 6 and Pattonsburg nothing. And tonight's game is being brought to you on KMM by these Putnam County Boosters, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, located in Unionville, the Unionville Republican, and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis. As Jaden Gannon stands in the circle, gets ready for first, second inning of work. The field looks real nice. New bleachers, new about everything, as I talked about Tuesday night when I was over here. But now they have the brand new scoreboard up. And trying to figure it all out. So Gannon taking all her whole allotment of warm-up pitches. She had a kind of a rough first inning. She gave up 6 runs. And Putnam County sent 10 batters to the plate. So it'll be 2, 3, and 4 in the bottom of the second. Claire Tipton, Carly Ingersoll, and Jenna Knowles. As Claire Tipton doubled and scored her first time up. As Gannon is set, pitch on the way, swung on, a fly ball in the right field, and it got down. It's a fair ball. Gets by the right fielder. Tipton around second, on her way to third as the throw comes in, and Claire Tipton with a triple. So, 3 base hit for Claire Tipton to go along with the double. She's at third. That'll bring up Carly Ingersoll. Ingersoll reached on an error and scored in the first inning. As Gannon pitch on the way, it's low and inside, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Carly Ingersoll. Jenna Knowles moves on deck. Claire Tipton on a third with nobody out. So Ingersoll waits, pitch on the way, swung on, right back of the box. Gannon picks it up, throws the first in time for the out, but Claire Tipton scores. As Carly Ingersoll grounds out 1-3 for the first out, that makes it 7-0. And Jenna Knowles will come to the plate as Knowles grounded to third unassisted her first time up. Left-handed hitter as Gannon looks in, gets your side. Pitch on the way, it's outside, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Jenna Knowles. Grace Nelly on deck. As Knowles takes her time, now settles in the left-hand batter's box. Gammon's pitch on the way. Swung on, foul back and off the screen. Evens the count of ball and a strike to Jenna Knowles. So right now, Putnam County with 7 base hits. 6-7 runs and 7 hits. It's Gammon's pitch. Swung on and missed, strike 2. As a third baseman, Jenna Heath, in about 4 or 5 steps to third base. First baseman even with the bag. And it's a ball and 2 strikes on Knowles. Next pitch, it's too high. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Jenna Knowles. Nobody on. 1 out for Putnam County in the bottom of the second inning. As Gannon's pitch on the way. Just a little bit outside. Nice eye by Knowles. And it's a full count on Jenna Knowles. As Gannon looks in. The wind and the pitch swung on and fouled back and out of play. Still a full count on Jenna Knowles. As Gannon gets a new softball, Jenna Knowles steps back in. Full count. Gannon's pitch on the way. It's too high. And Jenna Knowles draws the base on balls. She goes to first base. That'll bring up Grace Nelly, was hit by a pitch, and she scored in the first inning. 6 out of the 10 runners, or batters, in the first inning scored for Putnam County. So Gannon is set, pitch on the way, strike, call, right down the middle, about belt high. And it's 0-1 on Grace Nelly. Elise Perkins on deck. Gannon is set, pitch on the way. Blowing in the dirt. Nice stop by DeJong, or Pancall. Kaylee Pancall, the catcher, saved a base right there. So 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Yes. Low and inside, ball 2. So 2-1 the count to Grace Snelly. So Snelly stands in as Gannon's pitch on the way. Swung on as hit and run was on. As Jenna Knowles is off with the pitch, Snelly fouled it off. So Knowles will go back to first base and a count of 2-2 on Grace Snelly. Gannon's pitch swung on top. Well, fly ball into center. Center fielder is there. Puts it away as Grace Snelly flies out to center field for the second out. That'll bring up Elise Perkins, and she singled and scored her first time up. It seemed like every hit in the first inning was in the center field. So Perkins waits, first pitch, strike, call. There's a throw to first base in plenty of time, but Knowles slid back into first base, and she's safe. It's a tremendous lead she's taken. Next pitch, there she goes. Throw to second is not in time as Jenna Knowles steals second base. She's there with 2 out and a count of 1-1 on Perkins. Next pitch, swung on, fly ball in the center. Center fielder is there, puts it away. And Perkins flies out the center field for the 3rd out.
Hamburgers, cheeseburger, hamburgers left.
And for Putnam County in the bottom of the second, they score 1 run on 1 hit. No errors and 1 left on base. We played 2 full from Unionville. And after 2, it's Putnam County 7 and Pittsburgh nothing. Back in a moment. This is KNN Sports.
Medicare open enrollment ends December 7th. Claim, the State Health Insurance Assistance Program, is your trusted Medicare resource in Missouri. We're not an insurance company, and we don't sell anything. Counselors can help you compare and enroll in plans, check to see if you qualify to lower your Medicare costs, and much more. Call 1-800-390-3330. Claim, assisting your community since 1993. Funding provided by Missouri Department of Commerce and Insurance through ACL.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody, to Putnam County High School. As we go to the top of the third, it'll be 7-8-9 for Pattonsburg. And Jillian Plymell at the plate takes the first pitch for ball. Next pitch is swung to Bane, hit to Bane at second. The first in time for the out. And Jillian Plymell grounds out 4-3 for the first out. That'll bring up the number 8 hitter, third baseman Jenna Heath. As Heath, a right-handed hitter, stands in as Claire Tipton stands on. Looks into Daniels. Swing, the first pitch swung on, a pop-up. Cora Bain says she wants it, takes it behind the first base bag. So Jenna Heath pops out to second base for the second out. And Mackenzie Turner, the designated player, the number 9 hitter, will stand in, left-handed hitter, as Claire Tipton looks in. The wind, the pitch. It's a little outside, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Mackenzie Turner on deck, top of the order, and Caitlin Jones. Next pitch, swung on, fouls straight back, evens the count of ball and a strike to Mackenzie Turner. Turner steps out of the box, ties her shoelace. Now she stands back in. Daniels puts on her mask. Now she's set. Tipton's pitch swung on, and a little ground ball go to Cora Bain, and she is out. As Cora Bain, I mean, Tipton picked the ball up, threw it to the bag, and Bain was still a couple steps away. Cora got there just in time as Mackenzie Turner grounds out. Well, it's good. Actually, she grounded out 1-4 for the third out, and in the top of the third, Pattonsburg goes 1-2-3 again. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We played 2.5 from Unionville, and after 2.5, it's Putnam County 7 and Pattonsburg nothing. And tonight's game is being brought to you on KMM by these Putnam County Boosters, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Lousy Lender, member FDIC, by the Unionville Republican and Mayberry Farm Truck Accessories north of Memphis. As for Putnam County, in the bottom of the third, 7-8-9, Cora Payne, Haley Graham, and Avery Gilmore. And if anybody gets on, back to top of the order, and Samantha Daniel. So Cora Bain singled and scored in the first inning. She's 1-for-1. As now Gannon in the circle, set for her third inning. As Cora Bain, the second baseman, stands in. First pitch is a little bit outside, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Cora Bain. Haley Graham on deck and Avery Gilworth in the hole. Bottom of the third, 7-0. Putnam with the lead. Next pitch is right down the middle for a call strike. Evens the count of ball and the strike to Cora Bain. As Bain, the right-handed hitter, stands in. Gallon's pitch on the way. Swung on, foul off the 1, 2, 3, 4 rows of cement blocks, decorative cement blocks from that stretches from dugout to dugout behind the fence. It's really nice looking. So it's 1-2 as the next pitch, a changeup high, and evens the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes to Cora Bain. As Bain steps out, stands up in the box. Next pitch is high, ball 3. So a full count to Cora Bain. Haley Graham on deck as Bain stands in. The wind and the pitch. swung on and dropped by the catcher, but she throws to first. So Cora Bain strikes out to start the bottom of the third. First out. That'll bring up the designated player, Haley Graham. She walked her first time up. So Graham, right-handed hitter, stands in. Gallen's first pitch. Swung on and missed strike one. 0-1 the count to Haley Graham. Avery Gilworth stands on deck. As Graham waits, pitch on the way, swung on and missed strike two. So 0-2 the count to Haley Graham. As Graham waits, next pitch is a little bit low. A ball and two strikes to Graham. Nobody on, one out, bottom of the third for Putnam County. Lady Midgets on top, 7-0. Next pitch inside and evens the count, two balls and two strikes to Haley Graham. As Gannon stands on, pitch on the way, it's high ball three. So from 0-2 to 3-2. As Graham stands in, Gannon looks in. The wind and the pitch, high ball four. So Haley Graham draws a base off, one out baseball ball. She tosses to first. That'll bring up Avery Gilworth. Struck out her first time up. As Gilworth, the first baseman tonight for the Lady Midgets. Now she calls timeout, and she'll tie her shoelaces. The sun, well, the lights are on here in Unionville. Sun not quite down yet. They got a JV game afterwards, so brand new lights, brand new almost everything here at Putnam County. First pitch, strike, call over the outside corner. And it's 0-1, Avery Gilworth. On deck, Samantha Daniels. On at first base is Haley Graham with one out. Next pitch, he showed bunt, pulled it back, and took it for, well, they called it a ball or a strike. Called it a ball. So he was a count, a ball and a strike to Avery Gilworth. Next pitch, it's bunted. And bunted foul, a ball and two strikes to Avery Gilworth. As Gilworth trying to advance that runner with Samantha Daniels on deck. Samantha's two for two. Gannon's pitch on the way. She bunts. Good one. Right out front of the plate. Catcher throws to first in time for the out. And the sacrifice by Gilworth is good. As she is thrown out 2-3 for the second out. Now we go back to the top of the order. It's Matt Daniels. Daniels had two base hits in the first inning, scored a run, and was her second time up. It was a single, and she was thrown out trying to stretch it to a double. So are we going to have a pinch runner or not? It's Mike Smedley is talking to the umpire. So now we're going to change pitchers. It's what, they just traded places? So Weatherby Bailey is going to come in to pitch. And Gannon will go to shortstop. So Pattonsburg, thinking maybe this might get out of hand as I'm trying to talk and write at the same time. Can't hardly do it. So that was Weatherby.
The Northeast region that we have draft here.
Weatherby Bailey is the new pitcher coming home in relief of Jaden Gannon. So she gets through with her warm-up pitches, and Samantha Daniels will come to the plate. As I said, she's two for two, and this is her third time up, and we're in the third inning with a runner at second. Runner at second, Haley Graham. So Daniel's trying to pick her up as Bailey's first pitch. Gets away from the catcher, hits the backstop, and rolls clear out to the third baseman. So Haley Graham will, whoever's running for Haley Graham, is it two or four? I can't, I can't tell. Six? Okay. So the pinch runner is Albany Wood. Okay. She's on third base. The next pitch gets away from the catcher, and Wood comes in to score. Just barely got to know what her name was. And already she's gone. But she puts up the eighth Putnam County run and the count of 3-0 to Samantha Daniel. As Weatherby's next pitch is a strike call. Daniels wasn't going to pull the trigger on that one, not on 3-0. Now at 3-1. As Weatherby Bailey looks in, right-handed pitcher, winds, fires, it's inside again. And Samantha Daniels draws a two-out base on balls. She's at first base, and Claire Tipton is 2-for-2 with two runs scored. As now, what are they going to do, bring Gannon back in? It looks like that's what they're going to do. Nope. So, okay, yep. They've sent Bailey back to shortstop and bringing Jaden Gannon back to pitch. Experiment going bad, evidently. Two batters.
Especially baseball, you could
pitch your right. So there's a throw to first, and that was Samantha Daniels, almost got picked off. And it's ball one to Claire Tipton. 8-0, Putnam with the lead as Gannon winds, fires, swung on, a line drive to shortstop over to first, doubles up Samantha Daniels. So Claire Tipton, there's two out anyway. So Claire Tipton winds out to the shortstop for the third out. And for Putnam County in the third, bottom of the third, they score one run on no base hits, no errors, and one left on base. We played three full from Unionville. After three, it's Putnam County 8 and Pattonsburg nothing. Back in a moment, just KMEM Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Davis from Scotland County Hospital. I want to update KMEM listeners on COVID-19 in our region. The doctors and nurses are concerned for everyone in our region due to a recent increase in positive cases. Vaccination rates in our region are only around 20%, meaning 8 out of 10 of our neighbors are not vaccinated. In the past few weeks, Missouri and the Midwest have seen an increase in the number of hospitalizations and deaths due to COVID-19. Currently, 99% of COVID patients being hospitalized are unvaccinated. I encourage everyone ages 12 and over to be vaccinated. If you are 12 to 17, you will need to receive a Pfizer vaccine from our local health department or a major pharmacy chain. If you are over 18, Scotland County Hospital has many Moderna vaccines available. Please help our country put this pandemic behind us for good. Call us at 660-465-2828 to schedule your vaccine.
Welcome back, everybody, to Putnam County High School. As we go to the top of the fourth inning, Putnam County leading 8-0, and back to the top of the order for Pattonsburg and Caitlin Jones, Weatherby Bailey, and Jaden Gannon. 1, 2, and 3 hitters in the lineup. Sifton's first pitch is a little bit outside, ball one. Caitlin Jones singled her first time, and then was doubled off second. 1-0, the count to Jones. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed strike one. And it's 1-1 on Caitlin Jones. It's Weatherby Bailey on deck. Jones, left-handed hitting center fielder. 1-1 pitch, headed home. Swung on and a line foul down the left field line. As the left fielder, Joe McLean, will go and pick it up, gets it back in. That was to Jenna Knowles. She'll get it to Claire Tipton. And a count of a ball and two strikes on Caitlin Jones. As Tipton looks in, winds, fires, swung on, pops up, and it's going to go out of play. Nice catch by a fan. Good old Matt. Good old mock cheer from the crowd. And it's still a ball and two strikes to Caitlin Jones. As Jones waits,
Tipton's pitch on the way. Gets away from Daniels. There goes the runner, and she don't make it. So Caitlin Jones, she struck out, and on a pass ball, reached first base.
Bill Wall back here, 12.
Yes, Weatherby Bailey grounded, lined out to Cora Bain at second, her first time up. Then Bain, double Jones off. First pitch, strike, call at the letters over the outside corner as Claire Tipton likes to live on that outside corner. So far, she's done an excellent job. So Bailey, right-handed hitter, stands in. The shortstop, as Tipton looks in. Pitch on the way, way outside, a fastball. 1-1 the count on Weatherby Bailey. So Bailey stands in. Tipton looks in, gets her sign. The pitch on the way, strike call. That caught the outside corner, and it's a ball and two strikes to Weatherby Bailey. Jaden Gannon on deck. Caitlin Jones on at first base. Tipton's pitch on the way. Swung on, and the first baseman Gilworth puts it away. She hit it off the fist, and Bailey flies out to first base for the first out. That'll bring in Jaden Gannon, grounded to third, her first time up. That'll bring Sierra DeJong on deck. As Tipton looks in, the wind, the pitch, swung on and missed strike one. A rise ball from Claire Tipton, tough to lay off of. So Gannon, long look down to third. Now the right-hander hitter stands in, Tipton's pitch on the way, swung on, foul, backing off the screen. And it's 0-2 to Jaden Gannon. As Kiera DeJong, the right fielder, on deck. Jones still on first base with one out. Tipton's pitch swung on and missed strike three. So Jaden Gannon strikes out for the second out. Kiera DeJong will stand in, struck out her first time up. The second inning, Tipton struck out the side. So the first pitch to DeJong squares the bunt, pulls it back. There goes the runner. He is safe just under the tag. Excellent throw from Samantha Daniels. Doles put the tag on, but Jones just slid under the tag. Umpire right there. So she's on at second with two out. And first pitch, I think, was a ball. Next pitch on the way. Swung on, popped up. Who wants it? As Tipton is there, puts it away. So DeJong pops out to the pitcher for the third out. And for Pattonsburg, in the top of the fourth, they score no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. And we played 3.5 from Unionville. After 3.5, it's Putnam County 8 and Pattonsburg nothing. And tonight's game is being brought to you on KMN by these fine Putnam County boosters, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, the Unionville Republican, and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis. For Putnam County, in the bottom of the fourth, it'll be 3-4-5, Carla Ingersoll, Jenna Knowles, and Grace Nelly. If anybody gets on, Elise Perkins. Gannon still in the circle. She went to short for about three batters. But whether it be Bailey pitched two, and then they changed pitchers again. So Carly Ingersoll, she's 0-for-2 with a run scored. Grounded back to pitcher her first time up. As Gannon, pitch on the way. Strike, call over the outside corner. And it's 0-1 to Carly Ingersoll. Jenna Knowles on deck. As Ingersoll with a count of 0-1. Next pitch from Gannon. It's a face hit in the right field. Cut off by the right fielder. She'll get it back in. and Carla Ingersoll lead off base hit for Putnam County in the top, bottom of the fourth inning. That'll bring up Jenna Knowles. As Knowles is 0 for 1, grounded to first, unassisted in the first, and walked in the second. Left-handed hitter Wade squares the bunt, pulls it back, takes it high for ball one. As the third baseman, Jenna Heath, playing about almost halfway in at third, at first. Flymel playing halfway in at first, and there goes the runner to second. She is safe. The catcher picked the ball up. She dropped it, picked it up, threw it to second. And Ingersoll just barely avoided the tag. She's at second with nobody out. And two balls is a count. As, again, Noel squares the bunt, takes it for ball three. So 3-0 the count to Jenna Knowles. Grace Nelly on deck. Knowles trying to get Ingersoll over to third. So the 3-0 pitch began all the way. It's high, ball four. So Jenna Knowles draws her base on balls. That's her second walk of the night. And that will bring in Grace Nelly, who's hit by a pitch and scored in the first inning, flied out to center field in the second. On deck, Elise Perkin. So Snelly stands in. There goes the runner. A big lead. She goes on to second without a throw. Double steal is good. Carla Ingersoll ends up at third. Knowles goes to second. And it's 1-0, Andre Snelly. Jana's next pitch. Outside, ball two. So 2-0 the count to Grace Snelly. As Ingersoll on at third, Knowles on at second, nobody out. Next pitch, strike, call, caught the outside corner. Two balls and a strike to Grace Snelly. Snelly stands in, Gannon's pitch, swung on and missed. As Gannon pulls the string and Snelly out in front. Seems to count two balls and two strikes on Grace Snelly. Snelly stands in. As Gannon pitches, swung on, base hit in the left field. One run in. There goes Snelly to second base. She slides in. Pitcher holds, cuts it off, holds the ball. As Ingersoll scored, Knowles' big turn at third, and then they held her up. As Snelly, the base hit, and she went to second base. And that makes it 9-0, Putnam County with the lead. The first pitch to Elise Perkins is a call strike. She singled in the first, flied out to center in the second. So Elise is 1-for-2. Gannon's next pitch, swung on, ground ball to second, and she boots it, and Perkins will be on. So error on the second baseman. That's their second error, and Elise Perkins is at first. Snelly goes to third, and Jenna Knowles scores the 10th Putnam County run. That will bring in Cora Payne. She's 1-for-2. Single and scored in the first, struck out in the third. And for Putnam County, that is their 10th base hit. First pitch swinging in the left field. Left fielder catches it, tag, and the runner tries to score. She is thrown out. So Grace Nelly is thrown out at the plate for the first out. Cora Bain flies out to left field for the second out. And still on the first base, Elise Perkins. So Haley Graham stands in. She's walked a couple of times and scored. First pitch from Gannon on the way, swung on and lace foul, out of play down the right field line. 10-0, Putnam County with the lead in the bottom of the fourth with two out, and on first base, Elise Perkin. As Gannon winds, fires, low and inside, there's a throw to first, and Perkins back in time. So the count is 1-1 on Haley Graham, the designated player. As Gannon winds and fires, strike, call. Now the catcher faked the throw to first. Then, thank you again. That was Kaylee Pancall. And it's a ball and two strikes to Haley Graham. Next pitch swung on, a little blooper. It's going to drop. And a base hit for Haley Graham. 11 base hits for Putnam County. And Elise Perkins stops at second base. And that'll bring up the number 9 hitter, Avery Gilworth. So runners at first and second, two out for Putnam County. First pitch from Gannon, high ball one. On deck, top of the order, Samantha Daniels. As Avery Gilworth has a count of 1-0. Next pitch, she showed bunt, and now they throw it to shortstop, but the second baseman wasn't covering. Yeah, Perkins gets back in time. So 2-0 the count, Avery Perkins. At home plate umpire, dusts off home plate. So Avery Perkins, or Avery Gilworth, rather, struck out in the first, sacrificed in the third. As Gannon's 2-0 pitch headed home. She bunts it again, bunts it foul. And it's two balls and a strike on Avery Gilworth. So long look down to Mike Smedley, coaching the third base. Gilworth, right-handed hitting first baseman, Stan Van. Gannon's pitch gets away from the catcher, and both runners will advance. Elise Perkins goes to third, and Haley Graham goes to second. And a count of 3-1 on Avery Gilworth. So Gilworth, long look down to Coach Smedley. Gannon looks in. The wind and the pitch. Inside, ball four, and the bases are loaded for Putnam County. So Avery Gilworth on its first base, on its third, Elise Perkins, on its second, Haley Graham, and Avery Gilworth on its first. And top of the order we go to Sam Daniels. She's 2-for-2 with a run scored. She has a double, a single, scored a run, and walked back in the third. So Gannon looks in. First pitch, it's high, ball one. 10-0, Putnam County with a lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. As Daniels steps out, now steps back in. Gannon is ready. Pitch on the way, swung on, a fly ball foul down the right field line. But 1-1 the count on Samantha Daniels. On deck, Claire Tipton. So Daniels with a count of 1-1. As Jaden Gannon, the Lady Panther pitcher, stands on, pitch on the way. Strike call right down the middle. The ball and two strikes on Samantha Daniels.
You got swung it, didn't
you? Yeah, you do. Next pitch by Gannon. Swung on, a base hit. One run will score. Two runs is going to score. Now, okay, that run probably shouldn't score because the runner was called out before the run scored. So, let me see. Let me get this all straight. It was a base hit by Daniel. Okay, the runner at third scored. The runner at second did not score because the tag out. Who did they tag out? They must have tagged out Avery Gilworth. So, but they only scored one run after that. Okay, so Avery Gilworth. What's that? Yeah, on that play. So Avery Gilworth probably was tagged out around the second base. So in the bottom of the fourth, Putnam County scores 1-2-3 runs on 1-2-3. Four base hits, one error, but that was on Pavisburg. That's their second error of the ball game. And Putnam County had one left on base. It was turned out on two left off base. So Putnam County has already 5, 6, 10 base hits. That's what I've got for them. So I've told you wrong. They got 10 hits. Putnam County's got 10 hits. According to my...
I know it,
but here, 5, 6, none there, and 4's 10. Yeah, somehow, I don't know what I was looking at. So we have played, go to the top of the fifth, and it'll be Kaylee Pancall, the catcher, will lead things off. She takes the first pitch from Claire Tipton for a call strike one. So it'll be Pancall, Quincy Crone, and Jillian Plymell. As the next pitch, she swung on, picked up by Corbain, underhands the first for the out, and Pancall grounds out 4-3 for the first out. And 11-0, Putnam County with the lead. Two outs away from winning another game by a 10-run rule. Quincy Crone, her second at bat, she struck out her first time up as Tipton's first pitch. Inside, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Quincy Crone, the second baseman. As Claire Tipton looks in. The wind and the pitch. Swung on, ground ball to Claire Tipton over the first for the out. And Quincy Crone grounds out 1-3 for the second out. And all of a sudden, the Lady Panthers are down to their final out. They need to score a couple of runs to keep this game going. And Jillian Plymell grounded to second, her first time up. As Tipton's first pitch, change up in the dirt, ball one. The 1-0 the count to Jillian Plymell, the first baseman. As the wind, the pitch, ball two inside. As 2-0 the count to Jillian Plymell. As Claire Tipton looks in to Daniels. Gets her sign. The pitch on the way. Swung on. Foul back off the screen. And it's two balls and a strike to Plymell. Jenna Heath stands on deck. Nobody on, two out for Pattonsburg at the top of the fifth inning, trading 11-0. Pitch on the way. Strike call at the knees. And now Pattonsburg down to their final out of a strike of the ball game. As pitch on the way, she overthrew a fastball. It was high, and it's three balls and a strike to Jillian Plymell. As Pattonsburg's only had one hit, they've only had one runner left on base. Pitch on the way. Tried to check her swing, and I thought she went around, but not so, says the first base umpire. And Plymell draws a two-out base on balls. She's on it first, and that brings up Jenna Heath, popped out to second base, her first time up. So Jenna Heath, the third baseman, right-handed hitter, stands in as Tipton winds, fires, swung on, a ground ball back to the pitcher, over to first, 1-3, and Putnam County wins this ball game in five innings, 11-0. As in the top of the fifth for Pattonsburg, they score no runs on no hits, no errors, and one left on base. And I'll be back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tonight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 63. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 78. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 63. Cloudy. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 71.
Did you know kids as young as 14 years old may operate a watercraft on Missouri's lakes if they possess a boater safety card and someone 16 years of age or older is accompanying them? They can. Acquiring a boater safety card is simple. Anyone can take a boater safety course online or register for a course near them. Missouri law states anyone born after January 1, 1984 is required to have a boater safety card while on Missouri's lakes. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol and KMEM.
This is Trevor Slayton with Slayton Polaris. Whether you are spraying for weeds or hauling landscaping materials, we know your Polaris Ranger gets used to help you out with big jobs and even yard work. You will love the all-new Polaris Ranger 1000 with VersaTrack Turf Mode. Whether you are hauling a big load or crossing lawns, you'll go easy on any surface. It works hard but rolls easy. Those tight turns won't tear up your lawn. For more information or to order yours directly from the factory, stop in and see us at Slayton Polaris. 6 miles west of Memphis and 13 miles north on B. Always wear a helmet and never drink and ride.
At International Eye Care Center, providing you with world-class eye care isn't just about finding the right prescription or the perfect frames. It's about providing you with the opportunity to witness the moments that matter most. From watching your granddaughter's recital, to finishing your first race, or volunteering around the community, improving the lives of our patients and the community we share is a vision we've never lost sight of. Visit IEC2020.com today. IEC, world-class doctors, hometown care.
Welcome back, everybody, to Putnam County High School. It's the final as the Putnam County ladies win their 14th game of the year by defeating Pattonsburg in 5 innings, 11-0. Line score for Pattonsburg, no runs, one hit, 2 errors, 2 left on base for Putnam County, 11 runs on 10 hits, committed no errors, and had 5 left on base. The winning pitcher was Claire Tipton. She threw a 5-inning, 1-hit shutout. No runs, 1 hit, 4 strikeouts, and 1 base on balls. Losing pitcher was Jaden Gannon. So Putnam County improves to 14-10, while Pattonsburg drops to 11-5. And tonight's game has been brought to you on KMM by these Putnam County Boosters, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank and Unionville, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, the Unionville Republican, and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, north of Memphis. For producer Dave Bowden from Putnam County High School, as Putnam County again improves to 14-10 by defeating Pattonsburg 11-0 in 5 innings. I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.